Tomorrow brings our third and final presidential debate. And in this highly competitive race to the White House, the debates have been big television events. We're joined by Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor. Matt, is it likely tomorrow's debate in Boca Raton will be a big draw, as the previous two have been?
Well, so far they're on track to do so. The most previous ones have outpaced 4 years ago when, according to whatever else you're reading, it seems like the engagement with the election was stronger 4 years ago. But the people watching the debates, the numbers have gone up over all the platforms. Maybe social media has something to do with that. But in many ways, they are sort of the Super Bowl of politics. These are major events, the only time you really get to see them square off against each other. And people are tuning in big numbers, and possibly it'll be the game changer for the election. It's kind of hard to say at this point, but it certainly shifted the needle after the first debate. And we'll see where the third one goes. There is a chance that this might be the lowest rated of the three because it's being billed as about foreign policy. But again, they don't always stay on point, so we'll see where it goes. But definitely, it has done everything from making Big Bird a folk hero again to giving Saturday Night Live fodder for their parodies. So, it's going to be a big deal for sure.
You know, and conventionally, we always thought of presidential debates that people generally tune in for the first one, ignore the others. But the second debate was also well-watched, and certainly the vice presidential debate had a lot of eyeballs on the TV set as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, people really are interested in these square-offs, and they are making after the first one, they've all been pretty good television as well, which kind of helps as well. It doesn't always sustain for the 90 minutes, but in terms of looking at it as a TV event, they really are definitely the thing for this week.
And speaking of entertainment television, with Halloween around the corner, is NBC really remaking the 1960s comedy series The Munsters?
This is really a crazy story, I got to tell you. They've been trying to remake this for a while. They've enlisted a guy who is sort of like TV's Tim Burton, and he did Pushing Daisies a couple of years ago. His name is Brian Fuller. He's very macabre kind of a sensibility, very much like a Tim Burton type person. And he's tried to transform The Munsters, which was a 60s cult comedy, crazy sitcom about a Frankensteinian family. And they spent like $10 million trying to get this pilot right. They've reshot it. They recast it. They've tried it several different times. They're still kind of, they don't really know what they've got here, so they're going to try to burn it off as a one-time special this Friday night, and it's Jerry O'Connell and Portia de Rossi are the new Herman and Lily Munster. Eddie Izzard is kind of inspired casting as Grandpa, who's planning to start drinking again, being the vampire that he is, and little Eddie Munster doesn't really realize what's going on with his body, so puberty is being seen as sort of a form of werewolfism. It's a very bizarre show, visually kind of spectacular, but it's not particularly mainstream network television, and I think that's why NBC is scared of it. If it does good numbers on Friday, maybe they'll give it a green light for a series. They have the actors under contract, and they spent a lot of money to get it to this point. But I think that if you're interested in the idea of the Munsters coming back to TV, you only got one shot for it, probably on Friday night.
Okay, great. Matt, thanks so much.
You bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor here on WTOP.